research stuff.
Let's hear from, anybody else have that?
Yeah.
We did that, and we thought we'd go ahead and start covering some of the topics that we want to talk about. So we're doing a facilitation game, the topic, one of the topics that people listed could be the topic of the game. So we could be practicing facilitating and looking at the process and we'll look at the same time.
Combining two birds. Okay, so you want another volunteer scribe, or are you happy scribing?
I'm probably happy scribing.
Okay.
I'm going to try it if I can get a pen.
I'll take the ones that don't work.
The green ones.
Send them to the sister in Carmel.
So games and games and exercises?
Some of you don't know what I meant by that, and it could sound mean, but they're notorious for having jars full of pens that don't work. So what people do is they take a pen out, it doesn't work, they put it back in the pen.
Is games and exercises first?
Yeah, games and exercises on a topic, right? What's a topic?
Here. The first topic should be, we think, attention and awareness, something like we did tonight.
Okay.
So we could do a little more games around attention and awareness, sort of.
Okay.
Whatever.
So maybe somewhere you'll put attention. Yeah, attention and awareness. Oh, anywhere. I didn't know you were doing it. Does anybody else have game ideas?
We talked about doing, all kinds of practice things first, like we've been doing, and like games and exercises, and maybe having some opportunities around those for a little guided reflection afterwards, like who was facilitating, what was your, asking some questions.
So stop afterwards, look inward, and...
Yeah, so kind of process as we go along.
Okay. So, okay, maybe leave a little gap there, Rebecca.
Yeah, and
then internal process after game.
As part of games. And
yeah.
Well, not as a topic, but as a process. But anyway, another topic could be the top 10 difficult situations a facilitator faces.
Yeah, I was writing some of those, some of my personal favorite questions that I've been asked, or projections that have been offered.
So we thought one of the things that would come after,
So top 10 issues, maybe.
Yeah.
Did you put that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We had that a little later on. But one of the things that would come somewhere after the attention and awareness is fleshing out the our, like this was be a retreat for us, our beliefs and assumptions around facilitating, and doing that by you reading like those statements or questions you do, facilitator is, and then do some dyads around that, process that, and then have a group around that.
So does this work? Internal process, including beliefs and assumptions?
So that we do something around that. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Dyads was part of what she said, that it seems like for that.
Well, that was just an idea of how to do it, but...
As long as we're here.
And with Sherry's, somebody reading the statements and... flushing them out.
Can you point to be clear initially about what facilitation is and what it is not, which is what I hear and what...
So that would be a good one for a game, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what facilitation is and isn't. Yep.
Are there circles? I'm going to put those in there somewhere.
Yes. I never know, actually. I mean, there are several variations on those, so...
I know, two. Yeah.
On what? Myself?
Arthur circles.
Yeah, I know. They're very fun.
They're very fun. They're just named after Arthur White, who was around when we did those, and I don't know. It's like family lore. They're Arthur circles.
Another either came around that or the next phase of this would, and I think it would fit in there, is a game on role-playing the different, you know, who's there now, that one of them that said, who's facilitating. So role-playing how it would be different personalities facilitating, how it would be if different personalities facilitated. That was just a really good idea.
That could be a loot.
So if we say who's facilitating, will that
role play who's facilitating?
Mm-hmm. Role play who's facilitating?
That was what I, we just said facilitating was part of internal process too, but
yeah. Yeah. What were you doing?
Yeah, and we talked about role playing where we would actually role play some of those difficult people and need help to facilitate them.
Yeah, if people are up for it, I mean, I'm happy to provide them to be your worst nightmare.
That was our next one. Then after we did the first one was who's facilitating, then we'd be the center facilitator having all this very difficult people to facilitate, mm-hmm. role play a lot of those, and come up, because we didn't have time as a group, with the top 10, or you may have already supplied them.
Yeah, well, some of them, but yeah.
Yeah.
That,
okay. Do we know where we are in the retreat?
In fact, excuse me, no.
Just truly, we don't.
It would be fun, actually, for me, if people would write down, like if you've been in those awful situations, you know, just jot it down, and then I can add that to my repertoire. So you could just make a note and pass it along to me. Okay, what else? Yes, Alex.
I was looking at a game that was around looking at seeing what gets in the way of facilitation.
What are you doing instead?
What are you doing instead? And yeah, what gets in the way? What is getting between you and the person that you're facilitating?
Oh, so it, I don't know if this is what you mean, but it's kind of like sort of favorite self-talk.
Favorite self-talk.
Facilitator self-talk.
Yeah, what are you projecting onto the person as you're facilitating?
Yeah.
As you're being facilitated, what are you projecting onto the facilitator? Just looking at all the dynamics that go on internally as this whole thing is
right, as it looks like, it is kind of like a sitcom, isn't it? So it looks
totally
like these
funny.
Two people are talking, and then if you had the moment...
Oh, that's staring a hard day.
Yeah.
And it would just be like the five processes, you know, it would be just two people doing reflective listening, you know, taking turns doing that, and then stop, write down what did you project on the person as you were sharing, as you were facilitating. What did you believe? What did you, just the self-talk, all of it. Mm-hmm. And just, these are the things that are getting in the way of just simply being there listening to somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's kind of back to the top with attention and awareness. Mm-hmm. Where is your attention going during this event? Yeah. Okay.
And I, oh.
Go ahead.
I just saw some nuts and bolts in there too, like perhaps a list of what the guidelines around facilitation, you know, begin on time, end on time, no cross-talking, you know, what facilitation is.
Yeah, I don't know if people who have sitting groups have that. Karen, you guys do, don't you? You have a list of, like, things you put up?
Yeah, we borrowed ours from the Mountain Zen group, Chris's group.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like so, you're not offering like how to not have other people give advice inadvertently through.
Yeah. So maybe Chris can share with us what that list is, and we can all make sure we understand why those things are on that list. Yeah, Chris.
So to add to that too, I was looking at the big picture would be kind of creating the environment for facilitation. And then have two components. So one would be kind of the external components, you know, privilege environment stuff, and then how you create that same environment internally. Essentially a learning environment. How do you set it up so that I can make mistakes and see those as feedback rather than, you know, fuel for the judge or, you know, that kind of stuff. So that Yeah, or, and another way of looking at it was like how some, you know, things that would help me be relaxed.
Uh-huh.
You know, just ways of looking at this that would help me relax as I'm in front.
Yeah, gosh, that's so important. When was it? I know it was this group of people. We kind of had a little conversation about that, the difference between wanting to get it right, essentially, and wanting to awaken.
Yeah.
And then usually they're mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so that internal, external environment for practice, really, for learning. I can't remember.
Set up so everybody can benefit.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is critical. You know, that's one of the things that, to me anyway, is most important always for us to keep in mind, that we do this for our practice. Mm-hmm. We're not doing it to fix anybody or save anybody or because anybody needs us to do it. It's just the most centering thing we can do. Mm-hmm. So we do it.
Yeah. And so that, for me, that would fall in the category of the things that help me relax on the cushion is, this is for me. This,
yeah.
This is for me, this is for me. And mm-hmm. I want to see how I cause myself to suffer, so mm-hmm. here we go.
And with that, some of the language that we use that people often find annoying until they understand why we do it the way we do it, but to say, it's my projection, you know, in my experience, to me, and it's critical in facilitation. So that would be a good, I don't know if that's on your list too, but, you know, it's, I mean, it's the equivalent of making I statements, but it takes it one step beyond that. Yeah. Jen, did I see your email?
Well, I can't actually read what Melinda wrote down, but so maybe this is what she already said, and I think we alluded to it last night, but so the flip side of the 10 really difficult situations, just all the things that one can do to assist oneself when sitting on the cushion. Mm-hmm. You know, like I'm thinking of difficult spots that I was in and the things, you know, like I could just tiny little story, a recent one, when I was guiding a Sunday morning recently and I skipped an entire section of the daily recollection. You remember.
Kind of everybody's worst nightmare, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, really. And that's the kind of thing that gets you at 3 a.m.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny because forever it was one of those, like, oh, what if, what if, what if? And then there it was. And I just saw in a blink, all I have to do is acknowledge it.
Uh-huh.
And then it's gone. And so anyway, things like that, where it feels like the energy is gigantic and there's nothing and it's just going to strangle me. And then there's some tiny, simple window right through it. And it's gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Dave and then Penny.
You know, it just occurred to me, it might be fun to talk about facilitating from the side. Hmm. You know, just how to bring energy to a group just from the way you share. Because mm-hmm. It seems to me like understanding that what shows you how to do that on the cushion also.
Yeah.
So facilitating is on the side.
Do people know what he means?
No. I have this feeling we're creating another list like last night.
No, we're going to get it all in there.
Okay. Shall I start writing smaller?
No.
The side?
Because nobody, I can't even read it from here.
Well, just the kind of thing Jen was talking about, and somebody mentioned last night, kind of survival skills, that when you're in those tough spots, what can you do to kind of just dissipate that,
use it,
that tight energy?
Could that go with top 10 issues?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Survival skills?
Yeah, survival skills. Yeah, Claire?
We had a roadmap for the workshop, which was, can I spell it out?
Please.
To begin with, what is facilitation? And then to move on to the facilitator, so as we've talked about, like our internal process and how to support us and self-facilitation. And then to move on to skills facilitation.
This is where we are. That's easy for you to say.
Tricks of the trade and the top 10 issues and the difficult situations. And then more skills and practice, like presenting the imageries. Mm-hmm. And then how to do workshops and awareness exercises, and then ending with facilitation as service. Mm-hmm. So that kind of roadmap.
All right. Now, it seems like the only, there was one we haven't addressed, which was... Toward the end. No, it was...
Imageries
in creating workshops. Yeah. Which needs to be somewhere. Penny, then Rebecca, then Nikki.
One of the things we...
Should I put imageries?
Yeah.
One where we went to was looking at what this group of people might be called upon to do. Mm-hmm. What are the opportunities? Mm-hmm. And then how do we do that? How do we maintain guidance and supervision mm-hmm. in the course of doing that? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I've already thought of that. Yes. Mm-hmm. Good.
Opportunities.
Opportunities/ integrity.
Mm-hmm. And there's a subtopic in that, something that I think Alex brought up last night, was if we have, say, recordings, how do we listen to them? How do we listen to recordings of...
Oh, right. Which is kind of that internal process or mm-hmm. taking care of the facilitator, mm-hmm. making it a learning experience. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. See, it's going to come together here. Rebecca.
Okay, so one idea that Mickey had that when we were talking was to take one of those pieces of the curriculum that we put together a year ago or whenever it was, and use kind of an overlay of your thing of here they are, here's where they want to be, and the components to get them there, and use one of those as modules as a way to kind of dissect it and say either how this does do that or how it does it. So basically you're teaching off that material of kind of putting something together.
Mm-hmm. One of those things that we previously put together?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
To dissect that and you kind of teach off that.
Okay. Good. Nikki?
And the other thing we talked about, kind of building on the opportunities and integrity, would be really looking at, so where do we go from here after this week? You know, what are our own commitments as we move out from this? What is sort of the future of this kind of thing we're doing this week? You know, how do we work from here forward as facilitators?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's next? Michael?
Our structure was beginning with facing fear.
Oh, that's good.
Moved through to concluding with bringing it out and bringing out in service, mm-hmm. facilitation and what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. A little bit what I was referring to this morning, and I think my teacher saying this is a debt that can only be repaid with the same coin. Mm-hmm. So as we work through our fear, then we offer to other people a way to work through their fear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. With that in mind, Alex, it may be up there, but I'm not seeing it. In Alex's last part, it was how we take care of ourselves after the fact. We get off, right. Once we leave the cushion.
Yeah.
And to me, that got to the crux of the whole thing.
Uh-huh. Which goes back to, right, how
it's
do you take care of yourself? How do you, how do you make
circle.
It all right? How does it become a mentoring, supportive thing rather than a terrifying, beating thing?
Compassionate facilitation.
Compassionate facilitation. That brings no regret. Okay. Yeah, Marie.
One thing I was hoping we would look at while we're all here together is talking about the new direction and new possibilities and the support the monastery would appreciate. And so I was thinking, looking at ways facilitators can strengthen the foundation of the community or mm-hmm. support the monastery, have a discussion sometime about that.
Great. We love those discussions.
How shall I describe that?
Well, is the point of it strengthening the foundation of Sangha?
Yeah, I think it is. It's not just that we're going to go out and share this with these other people outside the gates, also how are we going to commit to the monastery so that it survives as a foundation for what we want to facilitate? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I was going to say strengthening practice, but that's not what you're saying. Strengthening the foundation of the monastery.
Supporting the foundation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Jan? Well, I think along the same lines, but this is, to me it's sort of the expanding, is I've always felt that sharing facilitating, teaching facilitation, I mean, if I hadn't gotten that, you know, I mean, that was huge in my own practice. So mm-hmm. it seems to me that that's, I don't see it there, but that how we share this, mm-hmm. how we share the skill of facilitating, learning that, supporting that, strengthening that with as many in Sangha as mm-hmm. are interested is mm-hmm. sort of critical. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And maybe that's how this group, maybe not, I don't know, but something to discuss, maybe, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm. How to share the practice of facilitation, would that be?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Say it.
Mm-hmm. You know, of course, one of the simplest is to just do dyad reflective listening as part of, you know, sit and then do oversee dyads of reflective listening. Mm-hmm. Great.
Well, you know, we did that for quite a long time in Mountain View. But what I remember from my own experience years back is that when you really pushed it, you brought in those tough situations that we all experience, you know, internally, or but we were doing it in a dyad or whatever the situation, and that just it was like, whoa, mm-hmm. okay, now this is a whole nother level. I mean, it allowed.
Well, hopefully that's what this is going to be, and you know, this retreat.
Right, but that's what I mean in sharing it, is that going beyond the diets that we've done in, at least in Mountain View, is there's a way to take it even further.
Well, for me, if we just want to get into this right now, there actually isn't. Hmm. Because, to my way of thinking, people need to be really grounded in practice mm-hmm. in order to facilitate. Mm-hmm. And so teaching people to facilitate with the idea that they are going to facilitate others before they've reached a particular level of practice can actually be irresponsible.
Yeah, well, we can get into it later, but it's just, as far as talking the details, because to me it's just that, I mean, we wanted it. You know, we would have asked you. And that's what I'm talking about, the people that are at that point of what's next.
Well, the people who are at that point of what's next should be here. Mm-hmm. And if they're not, then this is not what's next.
So they would have been invited. I don't know who was invited.
Well, many are called. Few answer. Yeah, it has to be more, you know, we've gotten a little far afield with Palo Alto Zen Center, actually, with, to me, making facilitation a bigger deal than practice. And that, to me, is a very dangerous sort of thing. You guys, when you started facilitating, you were ready to start facilitating, and you were ready because I'd been pounding on your heads for a very long time at that point. So when people come in and want to facilitate without that foundation, it's not a good thing. Mm-hmm. It really, truly, honest to God, isn't. And if you go out in the world and start running into people who, you know, it's the old, I do a weekend training and now I'm a Pilates teacher. I do a weekend training and now I'm a yoga teacher. And you go to these people and you go, geez, where did they get trained? And the reality is they didn't. They just went through a training and got a label. So I'm really...
Okay. We'll wait for your lead.
Yeah, I would really appreciate that because to me, the first thing is, it's kind of like, you know, that thing that we talk about quite a lot, that anybody who wants to have public office should be
immediately disqualified. That only people should be in public office who have been dragged there by the people of the community. So it's that kind of thing, you know, almost you get tapped rather than it's something that you actually want to do.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, I realize we don't have the old standby facilitation. There's reflective listening and then there's drawing out and clarifying.
Yes. Other facilitation techniques, mm-hmm. which I think we will become, a, you know, I mean, we'll do that at, through the games, but there's no reason not to put them up there.
Other, so I just put other facilitation techniques?
Sure. All righty, anything else? Yeah.
Well, just one thing that occurred to me in terms of process that during this week, that even sometime maybe when we're having a group discussion about one of these things, that we could actually take turns facilitating those. I mean, so while we're doing the process of talking about facilitating, we could be practicing facilitating.
Oh, we have every intention of that happening. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's just regrettable, as a matter of fact, that we're not here together long enough for everybody simply to put on an evening, or I mean a session. But okay, so yeah.
That just kind of, we didn't, our group didn't really say the overview of what we looked at, and that speaks to a little bit where we had this whole fantasy of doing, kind of taking the TNW model and modeling a retreat after that, where the first like 2.5-3 days you decide what the nuts and bolts are, and people have named them here, and you focus all on those. And then after that, kind of the role plays equivalent would be that you break up into, say, groups of four, six groups of four, and each group creates, together as a whole team, the entire group, we decide what are the six topics, and maybe they're topics that weave together, things that we want to look at, or, you know, present out in the world or whatever. And that each group of four would actually present that one-hour workshop. And then we would use that, and all the things people have said, like incorporate the really difficult people, and then, you know, debrief after it, and like that. So use the actual, you know, facilitate
so
something.
So, while you people are up there presenting, we will all be the difficult.
Maybe just one or two. Okay. The rest of us will be practicing facilitating from the side.
All right, that's fun. Okay, so anything, yeah.
As part of people giving having chances just to be in that kind of role, how about people just guiding sits? I mean, it's, you know, it addresses some of those same things that, oh my God, I'm in front of the group and will I know what to say? And it's the same kind of opportunity. It's another thing that's built into the schedule that people could practice at.
Yes. I don't know if everybody knows this, but only precepted people are meant to guide sits.
It was Long Beach.
Yes, I'm certainly aware of that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. However, if it came to it, it would be something important for people to understand,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that they don't wonder why they're not being asked
right.
to mm-hmm. facilitate.
Right. Thank you.
Okay, anything else? All right, so how are we going to now take this and turn it into our retreat? Jan?
Well, the roadmap sounded really close to what I heard other people saying. Maybe I didn't hear it all, but Claire had, it sounded like they had sort of incorporated it.
We had an outline too.
Okay, was it similar?
Yeah, it was similar. I could read ours and it, you could see if it's
well,
or not.
I think we probably have everything up here, right?
You do.
So how do we, if you were going to take this into the most kind of helpful direction, let's take this, shall we, and make it into a roadmap. Mm-hmm. So what, could we just do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, mm-hmm. 6, 7? Mm-hmm. Okay. So can we do that? What would go first? Facing fear?
Mm, that's what Penny's outline had was. Yeah, because that's the first thing that comes up you know, I can't believe I'm talking to more than one other person.
Yeah, okay. So does that feel feel good? Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's put a one by that.
Wouldn't what facilitation is before...
Is it what facilitation is before placing fear? Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't have to.
Okay. Well, where I went with it was, we face the fear by doing the games, by throwing ourselves into the actual experience, and then experiencing it, we discover what facilitation is. That's where I went with it.
Yes, and we could be facing fear as, like, the topic could be, what is facilitation?
Yep. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then it would all perhaps arise organically.
That's
from
the top.
So this goes one, and this is 1A?
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, they're both one.
Game. Oh, they're both one.
And the game.
The games, they're all one.
It's part of
they're all one. Yeah.
Okay.
This is going to be easy. This is very sad. They're all one.
It seems like the compassionate facilitation that brings no regret would go up there somewhere at the top.
Mm-hmm. And certainly with the fear. Right?
So it's kind of in that same little group, probably. Isn't it the
well, it seems like some of the topics, I think this is maybe what somebody else was saying, but are innate in what we're doing. So if we start, say, with the games or attention and awareness, you know, we go through some of these exercises, getting out the beliefs and assumptions, we're going to be, you know, and we can keep it in our awareness to be looking at the facing the fear, you know, what's the fear that comes up out of each of these things. And that, you know, that will bring out that, as well as on the other side of facing the fear, is there a mentor coming along, you know, at the same time. So if we wanted to start out with a little bit of that, so that as we're doing the exercises, that would be in our awareness rather than, you know, you can't just have that as one session and then it's over. You know, it would be run right through whatever else we're doing, it seems to me.
So are you suggesting a mentoring workshop before?
No, I'm not. I'm suggesting that the facing the fear and the mentor, there are the two sides of the, you know, what when you face the fear, you have the mentor. So the compassionate facilitation runs along kind of, or is the umbrella that what we're doing is in. We'll be looking at all this while we're looking at the
through the lens of,
through the lens, yeah,
the context,
attention of awareness, and we go through all that, and then we might then have a question at the end, or what was the fear that arose? Did you have the mentor, you know, the reminder of that, and then do the next part of it, and then what was the, you know, what's the fear that arose, and how was it mentored? Something like that. I don't know. That's just kind of how I saw it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was just thinking when you said that Alex's thing of what are you doing instead, or that was my phrasing for whatever it was that you said, but what are you focusing on instead of, what are you doing instead of? It seems like that would be also a theme that ran through the whole thing.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. So we could almost argue that fear is something that you do instead of facilitating. But I don't know. Okay. So what do we are those Uber ones?
Mm-hmm. Minus one. All the way through.
How do we?
My idea is having other facilitation techniques a close second, because drawing out and clarifying, I don't know what those are, and they seem, I always hear about them, so that's...
Only precepted people. Okay, so, all right, good. So,
you want to go two here?
Well, or the I think the point is, if we're going, as it comes out in the games, yeah, we'll probably be adding those other mm-hmm. techniques. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that would be 1A or 1C.
At some point we've got to go to
2. I don't hear any interest in going to 2. All right. Dave?
How about as 2? There's several that are kind of yeah. seem like mixed up. The beliefs and assumptions, mm-hmm. What gets in the way, top 10 issues, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and the role play,
facilitating.
Does that seem
to
get
in the
way?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Potentially.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Facilitating
from the side.
Yeah. In the middle. I was wondering whether we really want to put that as a 2. It feels kind of like a special.
No. Yeah. Special. Isn't that a 3 along with creating an environment?
And then 4, or another group seems like it's facilitation opportunities, mm-hmm. what's next, supporting the foundation, yeah. facilitation of
yeah.
service.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How to do imageries.
That seems like it's something kind of on its own, doesn't it? Or no?
Well, if you're...
It depends what you want to do.
What? Somebody petered out over there.
No, I was waiting to okay, so the imageries and what you were talking about last night about getting them from here to there, they seem, in my mind anyway, to get similar. And it would be just kind of content. Like, I want to just hear how you think about these things, you know, because I don't really know how to do that. So to me, that seems like... in and of itself, just sort of an input sort of session. Is that
okay?
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it'd be yeah. imageries, components, and laying, you know, kind of getting people from
here to there,
from where you are to where you want to be.
Maybe you should try it. So was that before the discussions
yeah.
about
yeah.
the
yeah.
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 Yeah. yeah, I would say that. Yeah, those make those 5. And
so these would be 5.
No,
four.
And the other things would be 5.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You knew
four.
That, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
And those
and then
be 5.
The other ones would be 5.
Include facilitation opportunities.
Empty circles.
Oh, yeah.
Empty circles are
very good. Yeah, I think that would need an empty facilitation opportunity. That needs an empty circle.
Now, what happened to 4?
How to share the practice of facilitation.
Well,
4 is imageries,
and
components,
also, yeah, components.
Sherry's secrets.
Yeah. And
well, it's not just Sherry's. I mean, all the senior
yeah.
monks.
And then getting from yeah here to there, if you are.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then 5.
Yeah. Okay. So what do we have in 1? What
compassionate, well, facing fear,
uh-huh.
all the games, attention awareness, what facilitation is, compassionate facilitation that brings no regret, and then other facilitation techniques.
Isn't that what's a component?
As a sub
yeah,
category of.
Should 1A be with 4? For some, well, no, and then components should be with... Aren't we talking, maybe we're talking about 2 different things.
This is the listening and the clarifying and drawing
mm-hmm.
in.
Mm-hmm.
For instance.
It's like a place to start. And then if we become aware that it needs to be different as we go along.
This list?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's what I think would be. See what you think of this. It seems to me, games is huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so, then with that facing fear, what is that? What's that?
What facilitation is?
What facilitation is? Okay. So what facilitation is facing fear, and what's the
compassion?
Got time?
I have a critter.
I see. All right.
I'm out of here.
Got an appointment?
You're outside in my clothes.
Okay, so this is what I think would be fun to do. And that is, so we know we have six groups of four. Ooh. Who do we pick up
numbers
tomorrow?
Change on Wednesday.
Not to Wednesday.
Not to Wednesday. Oh, I can get this all done before they get here. All right, so what if one group took games? One group took, let's see, it's facing fear, who facilitates. So could one group come up with the games that would address those?
Address facing fear and who facilitates?
No, it's what facilitation is.
Sure.
Not who facilitates. Who facilitates is a two.
What facilitation is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and compassionate facilitation.
And compassionate facilitation that brings no regret. I'm looking at you, Dave. What are you looking at?
I didn't manage to get rid of my little friend. So I've got him on. I'm trying not to be rude, though, and jump up and interrupt the discussion.
No, we enjoy it. You can all go ahead now.
So if one group came up with...
Well, I wonder about... Dave, off the top of your head, how many games could you come up with?
I only know of... The Arthur Circles, I only know of two.
Well, what if the group came up with games for any of the things they could think of for games for anything on the list? You know... Because, role playing is like a game, so you could say that there, for some of those that aren't ones, you could come up with role playing games.
Well, I think we have just this kind of groovy breakdown here of different things that people could take on. Because what I would like to see is groups of four take these things on and create them and present them. Mm. What do people think?
Take these things on, like
yeah,
one, two, ones, three, all the twos, four, all the five, like that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Pretty excited, huh? Okay.
What is meant by a game in this context?
One game is the part that I is maybe Dave can help me with this, but so we're a group. We're a circle here. We're a circle, and so I say. I'm afraid that somebody's going to say something, and I'm not going to have anything to say to them.
So you're.
Anybody else ever had that?
So I would reflect you, and then I would speak as if I was you to Claire.
Yeah.
So I would continue your conversation.
Yeah.
So you're afraid that you might say something, and was it somebody doesn't understand me?
Somebody will say something and I won't know what to say back to them.
Okay, so you're afraid that somebody will say something, you won't know what to say back to them. And when that happens to me, then I kind of go in my head and start twirling around and don't know what to do.
So when that happens to you, you kind of go in your head and twirl around and don't know what to do. And then I find it helpful to go to my breath and come back to what is happening.
Do you want to say how it goes?
Yeah.
That's a good one, though.
It's it's an excellent game.
That would be a different game.
Yes. That all right. That's not how it goes. We call those different games.
So state is in the middle, and you have a problem, and you...
Yes, okay, that's a different game. So let's play that game.
All right, then okay. The other game...
Calm yourself, sister.
I thought that was when you were playing, but
it's a different game. Yeah. Okay. So, Dave, you're the...
Am I the person in the middle?
You're the person in the middle.
Okay.
So, I still have the same fear that I always have. Somebody's going to say something, and I'm not going to know what to do.
So you're afraid that somebody's going to say something, and you're not going to know what to do?
Yeah.
And then Marie.
That's right.
Yeah, so I'm afraid I'm going to say something, and somebody's going to say something, and I'm not going to know what to do, and that I just won't say anything.
Oh, actually, no, I should reflect this to Kim.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're afraid you just won't say anything.
Yes.
Now that's the first one. The facilitator's in the middle. Mm-hmm. The second one is the problem person's in the middle with the problem, and everybody facilitates the moment.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So I'm afraid that.
You better be in the middle, Sherry. That I'll be the problem person.
Yes.
So you're afraid you'll be the problem person. I think with this one, you continue,
no,
right?
Dave's afraid, and you facilitate him.
This is no. I'm in the middle of the circle. Oh,
you just don't look like it.
Somebody behind you. So right, I say that, and then Marie facilitates me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay. I'm in a problem, Marie. I have a fear of facilitation games.
You have a fear of facilitation games.
Yes, I do. And I'm afraid that they will just go on forever. And we'll be trapped here together in facilitation games.
So you're afraid that facilitation games will just go on forever and we'll be trapped here.
And I will never get over my problem.
And you'll never get over my
problem. Oh, she's my facilitator.
That's
you
right.
Are a problem.
So you're afraid that... you're afraid of facilitation games and that they'll go on forever and that you'll be trapped.
What did I say last time? Yeah. So anyway, people get the feel for it. Yeah. I do think it'll be challenging to do it with a theme and get anywhere. I mean, it'll be interesting to see if we can pull that off. But I think it could be challenging. Yeah.
It might be fun to do it first without a theme, just to kind of get how it goes and get comfortable with it and then try it with the theme.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Alex?
You know, there's this, this could be a game too. It's more of an improv game that I've seen us at one point do, where people mirror each other, but physically, maybe so just to break through like an icebreaker of different ways of paying attention and different things to be aware of. And then there's different people, like one person would start leading the mirroring, and then, I don't know if this would be helpful, but I just thought about that as a way of looking at reflective.
Mm-hmm. A nonverbal.
Nonverbal
reflective listening.
Yeah, something to include an awareness of more than just the words, but the awareness of the room and then everybody in the room doing...
Mm-hmm.
It could be fun.
Yeah.
Mickey.
Well, and I'm just thinking, I'm just noticing the way we wrote it down was...
I wish you guys would come up here. It feels like we have two groups. We have this group and then the balcony.
The bad kids in the back of the room.
That's right. Actually, though, don't they put the bad kids in the front of the room?
they do. In the back and they write notes and stuff, then the teacher calls them forward.
They're texting.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
They don't write notes anymore. If they do, they write you are. Anyway, who was talking?
I was.
Yes.
So I was just noticing that we did write games and exercises on a topic, so if a group was doing something, it wouldn't have to be a game. I mean, they could like do dyads and talk about, well, my greatest fear of facilitating.
They could put together an imagery.
They could put, or they could do whatever they wanted. It wouldn't have to be a game.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a really good point. So if we were to, can we get everybody into, do you like six groups of four? Is that a nice number? Okay. Because what we could do is get a group who's going to do Facing Fear, get a group who's going to do exercises and, not exercises, games, and come up with the topic and that sort of thing. Get a group who's going to do what is facilitation. What was the other one in there?
Compassion.
So oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, compassionate facilitation that brings
all the ones. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think? So, yeah, so six people.
Four.
Well, it would be six people, six. It actually would be six, unless we want to move into the twos. Which we could do. We could have somebody take on that internal process. I thought that came out of what is... or who facilitates, but...
So, sure, you're saying that if we do...
Well, here, yeah, well, who facilitates is part of two.
If we did six, if we did groups of six, we'd start with each taking a one, mm-hmm. and then go from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would that kind of speak to the things that people are talking about, being able to create something? Now, can you do that without just being the person who sits back and lets everybody else create the thing? Because if you do, your teammates will tell on you, and then you'll have to do a session by yourself. Jen?
As you said, that just flashed through. It would be a fun exercise for people. The group of six gets together, and for people to self-identify, I'm one of those people that's probably going to dominate. I'm one of those people that's probably going to sit back and then see
if you can switch roles.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Danny?
Well, this is probably a perfect time then to say that I'm having a hard time conceptualizing this whole thing.
Yeah.
And what my role in it could be.
Okay, all right. So if you were in the group that came up with something to help the rest of the group look at the issue of fear and facilitation. Okay, say you're in that group. Then what you would be doing, working with your team, is creating an experience for the rest of us that would help us explore our fears about facilitation. Is that other people's understanding of what we would be doing? So the part that to me is appealing about that, based on what people have said, is that people would like to know how to put something together, how to create an experience, how to, move people from place to place within an experience, how to present it, how to facilitate it, and then while that's all going on, watching what happens with oneself as one is doing all of that. Does that speak to?
Yes.
Okay. So I think what we want to do with this is get as many components of facilitation into everything that we're doing as it's possible to get, including the opportunity to talk about what that's like. Mm-hmm. How it felt to, in the group, you know, what was it like when, you know, nobody responded to your part of the program. Yeah, they let you do it, but then nobody got anything out of it. Which could happen to a facilitator, say.
Sure, can I when you say components then, right there, so you're talking about like the internal, the external, the group versus the individual, that, is that what you mean by components?
For each thing,
because I know we talked about components of this, but you just said components.
Yeah, so that you're gonna be on the what is facilitation team, okay? And so, I mean, each person I hope is going to approach it sort of as if you got thrown in and you're the only one who's actually going to mm-hmm. come up with this, you know. So tomorrow there's a workshop, Jan, that you're going to be doing on what is facilitation, mm-hmm. and so we're all going to come in and sit down, and then you're going to take us through an experience of what is facilitation. And so within that, you would need to look at, well, what do you want us to get? Okay, so how do you want to open that up for us? I mean, you have your idea of what facilitation is, but then how do you draw upon all of these other things?
So that's what you're talking about, components. Is
yeah.
that when you're saying
yeah.
that?
So maybe you would create a guided imagery, or maybe you would create an exercise where we all write something out, or maybe we would share that in dyads, and then maybe we would talk about that afterwards, and you would facilitate our conversation about that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And what time frame are we to think about when we're putting together this meeting?
God knows. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just trying to see if people like the idea.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We could do it tomorrow morning in the workshop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody could get together in there. Mm-hmm. Okay, so how do you want to do this? Do you want it foisted on you?
No.
Or do you want to volunteer?
Volunteer.
I want to volunteer, but I also want some of the senior monks
yeah,
spread
yeah,
out. I want it foisted on them.
So wrong, isn't it? So, you know what their role is going to be is to just sit there and watch all of them create this stuff. So, yeah, it is nice to have some senior folks in their mix. Okay, so... we're going with this? All right. Now, do you want to know what it is tonight so that you mm-hmm. can stew about it?
Yeah.
Or
no.
No.
I know. I'm going to be surprised.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was just going to say I could choose one.
So you're not in the foisted club.
Yeah, I was just looking at it and seeing the only one I could think of.
Do you think that we would be better served to do six groups of four rather than four groups of six in terms of moving through it? Or
I would, and
people having more of an opportunity
yeah.
to
yeah.
participate?
Yeah.
David?
I like the idea of groups of four
yeah.
because I'm just watching myself drown back here in the bigger groups. So. You know, anything that I could actually hear my voice in would be super supportive. Now, that may not be true for other people in the room, but for me, that's a real...
Yeah.
The more mm-hmm. people there is, the quieter the I'm gone.
The more you can slide to the back of the
yeah.
bus.
Condition
okay.
just drives me nuts.
All right. So, groups of two. Just kidding.
Well, I was just thinking that if we have... six groups of four, and each group then is going to lead everybody else through something, then you have six things to go through rather than four things to go through. So
yeah,
we
got a big old long burly list.
Yeah, so we might want to have some kind of time frame for what people are going to design so that, you know, one person, one group doesn't do something that takes a half an hour and you know.
The other group, the half of the retreat.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
I might be, this, I was just wondering if, do you think games and exercises we shouldn't do in that sense of having a group do them? Because that seems like something we could use.
Component.
Yeah, in our own, you know, like say for facing fear or what is facilitation or, you know, we might draw on those rather than just have them. Mm-hmm. As
well, yeah, we could, but I would kind of like to see the games be the games. And the other work be the other work, because that's going to, the other work being the other work would require people to participate more, to be more facilitative than the games. Dave?
How about tomorrow morning we start off with like a little work session where we divide up, we realize what our topics are, maybe start doing some work on a group of four, and then stop and do some games. And then we that will give us some space over the afternoon to you know, continue thinking about and put things together, and then we could either start in the evening with programs, or we do some more games and start the next morning.
What he said.
Yeah.
If we did that too, if games were just their own thing, then you could have, if you have six groups, you could have two of them working on one and four of them working on two.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So then
there's three ones.
Oh, there's three ones.
Well, stick it in with some other.
Yeah. Well, but yeah.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Yeah, the compassion facilitation that brings no regret doesn't have to be a one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so one is facing fear, and what is facilitation? So that's one group. I mean, that's two groups.
Two groups, right.
And then the twos, the internal
mm-hmm.
process, the top
mm-hmm.
10 issues,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Role plays, and whatever that is. Oh,
are these the different groups?
Mm-hmm.
Facing fear,
mm-hmm. yeah.
mm-hmm. facilitation is.
Uh-huh. And then the next four.
And then the
next
process.
Four.
Yeah.
The
uh-huh.
next four.
And the next four, did you say, Nikki?
Yeah, those all become ones, actually.
No,
yeah.
But each one is a C, D, E, and F.
Wow. In other words, yeah, there's one, there are two ones, and four twos that create our groups for tomorrow.
Yeah, you get it.
Yeah.
Okay,
six
groups. And we just... We have
six groups. Yeah. Some other time. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Next round.
Round two.
All right.
Do we have a plan?
Mm-hmm. We could stand up and count off.
Mm-hmm.
We could. Question.
Mm-hmm.
So like a group, the top 10 issues, it seems like there's some outside information that would be helpful for that group. But if I were asked what the top 10 issues would be, I'd kind of go, well, I don't know, maybe I could get through three myself. So is there a way that that expertise could come to a group like that mm-hmm. that's one? Or?
That could be a part of the exercise.
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, I just said that could be part of the exercise, would be to, instead of the quarterly delivering the information, it could be that the exercise.
So listening it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah,
and could we... I guess I'm sort of seeing what Phil was saying. If there's a group doing games and exercises, that'd be great, because I don't think we can, you know, there's a lot that can be pulled from that. But if a group, an individual group, has a game or exercise they want to do, that wouldn't be precluded, right?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
No.
So
no,
we're
no.
doing both.
That's all I mean.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The groups can do anything they want.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
All I mean.
Within reason. Within the privileged environment. Exactly. Yeah. Is it really 9:05?
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be 8.
It's put 8:05. Did you notice how light it was at 7:15? Okay. All right. So we're going to divide everything up in the morning. Is that what we're going to do? What?
Mm-hmm.
What are you two doing?
No, it was just me.
She's not the problem.
She's
a
problem.
She is a troublemaker.
She better be on the facing fear group, I think.
No, you're in the top 10 problem.
You get to be in two groups.
Okay.
Okay, so we're all set?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you. Sure.